So sometimes when it happens, you know what I'm saying, when you got something going on inside of you, sometimes you just need to get the energy out.
Yeah.
And so this is a class for people who want to experience things from the neck down. Is anybody here like experience something from the neck down? Okay, cool. Okay, because the truth isn't intellectual. It's really from the heart. So it's about feeling. It's not about you figuring it out. So what I'm going to do is share a few titles of Course in Miracles lessons for you as part of a meditation. There's a workbook. It's three books in one, and there's a workbook that allows you to learn how to apply the principles in your everyday life. And what I'm going to do is just go to the table of contents, and I'm going to just share some of these lessons with you as we use some music to allow us to get centered. Is that okay?
Perfect.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
I have to get permission to do things to you.
Yeah.
So I need you to say it's okay for me to do it. And I don't have to feel no guilt about it. Okay. Then I have to feel no guilt about it. So these are the Course in Miracles ideas, lessons from the workbook. Nothing you see means anything. Nothing I see means anything. I have given everything I see all the meaning that it had for me. I have given everything I see glad you like my holy music. Very important to have holy music.
Absolutely.
Yes. Let me find something here. Thank you. You really helped me move some energy that I needed to move through me so some more can come through.
Yeah.
Some of y'all might be a little damned up. You might be saying something, I'd be damned. That's a surefire sign. You're blocked. But you're ready to live.
Yeah.
But you want to not weary.
Yeah.
But you want to feel safe.
Yeah.
But you're kind of restraining orders.
Yeah.
Continue where we left off. The only rules in the Course in Miracles that you hear for the first time is that you don't have to believe it. So that's it. I'm starting with the section that's on page 31, paragraph 9. This course is about removing the blocks to the awareness of the presence of love. That's what the whole purpose of the book is, to remove the blocks to the awareness of the presence of love. That's it. We're about undoing, not doing.
You've done enough on me.
Okay. So we're not going to do any more, okay? Just for a second, stop. So everything can be healed in your life. So I like to use rhythm and music because it helps things stay in your consciousness more. I hope you like my music. If not, you're going to be in hell. Do you like my music? Well, that's all it matters. Anybody else like my music? Everyone experiences fear. It would take very little right thinking to realize why fear occurs. It would take very little right thinking to see why you are afraid. It would take very little right thinking to see why fear occurs. It would take very little right thinking to see why fear occurs. Few appreciate the real power of the mind. Few appreciate the real power of the mind. And no one remains fully aware of the power of the mind all the time. You don't stay fully aware of the power of your mind all the time. You don't stay fully aware of the power of your mind all the time. You don't remain fully aware of the power of your mind all the time. However, if you hope to spare yourself from fear, if you hope to spare yourself from craziness, if you hope to spare yourself from fear, there are some things you must realize and must realize fully. If you want to be spared from fear. There are some things you must realize and realize fully. If you want to be spared from fear, there are some things you must realize and realize fully. The mind is very powerful. Your mind is very powerful. Say my mind. My mind is very powerful. My mind is very powerful. My mind is very powerful. Now, what does that mean? That means your mind never loses its creative force. Your mind never loses its creative force. Your mind never loses its creative force. Your mind has creative force. Your mind has creative force. And your mind never loses this creative force. That means your mind never sleeps. Your mind never, ever sleeps. Your mind never sleeps. Your mind never loses this creative force. Your mind is very powerful. Your mind never loses this creative force. your mind never sleeps. Every instant your mind is creating. Every instant your mind is creating. Every instant your mind is creating. That means your mind is creating this instant. That means your mind is creating this instant. Your mind is creating this instant with us. Your mind is creating this instant with us. Your mind is creating this instant with us. Your mind is creating this instant right here with us. Your mind, your mind, your mind is creating this instant right here. Your mind is always creating. Your mind never sleeps. Your mind never loses its creative force. Your mind is very powerful. I want you to be with that for a minute. Your mind never sleeps. Your mind never loses its creative force. Your mind never sleeps. Your mind is very powerful. I know it's hard to recognize that thoughts and beliefs combine into a power that can literally move mountains.
Welcome to WACLM, Across in Miracles. Welcome to this hour. This is your DJ, Shine Bumble. I know it's hard for y'all to recognize that your thoughts and beliefs combine into a power surge that can literally move mountains. Your thoughts and beliefs combine into a power surge that can literally move mountains. You can move. You can move mountains. Your thoughts and beliefs combine into a power surge that can move mountains. But not your boyfriend.
It appears at first glance that to believe such power about yourself is arrogant. It looks like at the first glance to believe that you could move mountains is an arrogant thought. But that's not the real reason you don't want to believe that your mind is powerful. It's not that it's arrogant that you don't want to believe that your mind is powerful. You prefer to believe that your thoughts can't exert real influence. You prefer to believe that your thoughts cannot exert real influence. You prefer to believe that your thoughts cannot exert real influence. You know why? Because you are actually afraid of your thoughts. You don't want to accept that your thoughts can really affect things because you are afraid of your thoughts. People don't want to believe that their thoughts are created because they are afraid of their thoughts. Some of the thoughts we think, the last thing we want is for them to be created. That's why people don't want to think their thoughts are created, because they don't want to believe the kind of stuff that goes through their mind is actually what could happen to them. That's why nobody jumps up and down when you tell them their thoughts are creative at first, because they think they have crappy thoughts, and they don't want to see their crappy thoughts actually manifest in their life. But if you're unhappy, your crappy thoughts have already manifested in your life. It's already happened to you. So if you're miserable today, your crappy thoughts have arrived. They're already there. Okay? They have manifested. And that's great, because do you know your thoughts and beliefs combine into a power surge that can move mountains? Don't you know your thoughts and beliefs combine into a power surge that can move mountains? Don't you know your mind never, ever, ever sleeps? Your mind never loses its creative force. Your mind is very, 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 very powerful. Everybody experiences fear. And the reason why is because they don't appreciate the full power of their mind. And we don't remain aware of the power of our mind all the time. We don't remain aware of the power of our minds all the time. And since we don't remain aware of the power of our minds all the time, we lose awareness of the fact that your mind is very powerful. It never sleeps. It's always creating. It never loses its creative force. And you are creating this very instant right now because your mind is always creating. And I know sometimes it feels like it would be arrogant to believe that you have the power to create reality. But that's not really why you're afraid to hear stuff like that. You're afraid to hear that your mind is powerful because you are afraid of what you're thinking. You are afraid of your own thoughts. Wow, that's deep, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then the Course says, that may allay your feelings of guilt, because if your thoughts really aren't creating, then you don't have to feel guilty about anything that's happening. Since your thoughts are not creating it, you don't have to feel guilty. So I don't want to believe my thoughts are creating things that are painful for me, because if I did, I'd feel guilty about the stuff I'm doing to myself. So since I don't want to feel guilty about what I'm doing to myself, I'll try to believe that my thoughts don't have any power. I'm just a victim in everything that's happening to me. That way I don't have to feel any guilt and take any responsibility for what's happening. And just as a little safeguard, I'll also blame you. That's my little ace in the hole. All right. So, just for those of y'all who need the Viagra of the mind, I'd like to share the next sentence with you. At the cost of perceiving your mind as impotent, of course, this insulted us class. We got impotent minds. We can't get our mind up. You can't get your mind up. This is hilarious. So you got impotent thoughts. If you believe that what you think is ineffectual, if you think that what you believe doesn't have any effect, if you think that what you believe doesn't have any effect, you may cease to be afraid of it if you think it has no effect. But you know what? You are hardly likely to respect your thoughts if you think your thoughts don't have any power. You're not going to respect your thoughts if you think your thoughts don't mean anything. You're not going to respect your thoughts if you think your thought has no power. And that is what the Course is saying. If you believe that your thoughts have no power, you might not be afraid of your thoughts, but at the same time, you're going to feel that your mind is impotent and cannot create or change the situation that you're in. If you're in the situation because of your consciousness, then you think your consciousness has no effect. You have effectively trapped yourself in the situation that you see yourself as being in right now. So the first thing you have to do, if you choose, is to recognize that your mind is very powerful. Your mind never sleeps. Your mind never, let's see if I got it. Your mind never loses its creative force. And your mind is creating every instant, including this one, including the one you're going to have when you leave here today. That means you're not trapped in anything that you're going through. It means you're not trapped in anything that you're going through.
There are no idle thoughts.
There are no idle thoughts. What does that mean?
All count.
The next sentence says what? All thinking produces form at some level. I'm going to say it again. All thinking produces form
at some level.
Is this form?
Yeah.
Is this a fine form?
Yeah. It's juicy and juicy.
Juice form? That's my problem. You have too much juice. And juice overload. That's a very powerful statement. That's why I don't rush through the Course. All thinking produces form at some level. What do you think that means? Anybody care to share? Okay, brother.
It sounds like to me that whether you notice it or not, it's getting discreated.
Whether you know it or not, it's getting created.
Yeah, like it may not be noticeable, it may be noticeable.
But all thinking is.
But it's getting created.
Y'all hear it? Okay. What you got to say, brother?
My ego never sleeps.
Your ego never sleeps.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for people don't know, what's your ego?
The whole shit side of my head.
Thank you. Thank you. That was so holy.
Longer
than 4 hours, contact your doctor.
Thank you.
and produces form at some level. What does that mean? Or anything that I just said in the previous paragraph, would anybody care to share any of their thoughts about what they've heard so far?
That's overlooking content.
What is?
Whole thinking.
It's overlooking content.
Yeah.
Could you elaborate on that just a little bit further?
If it produces form at some level, it must be overlooking content.
If it's producing form at some level, it's overlooking content. And we like to overlook content and see the form.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't you ever done it?
Oh, man.
Haven't you ever been attracted to the form before you found out the content was insane?
The form
was like perfect. Well, you just couldn't ask for a better form, right? And you found out later on that an empty box, I don't care how beautifully wrapped, still contains nothing.
Oh, man.
So, some of us. I'm passing around my infamous book email list. If you only just pass it to the next person, that's the instruction. But if you haven't received anything from me, you're not on it. Okay. Anybody else? Before I go on? Yeah, brother.
It's like that your thoughts have an impact on everything around you. It can change the water, the air, other people's reaction to you.
Everything. That's good news to me.
Yeah.
That's good news to me. It means that I could have my life changed into something I would love without having to get anybody else to do anything. Without me trying to change other people in order for me to be happy. I do not want to do that crap anymore. I'm sick of trying to get people to act the way I want them to. I even used to treasure map to do it.
Yeah.
And I visualize to do it. You will work my will, but I'll call it me and you going on the trip whether you want to go or not. because I dream something, I just assume everybody else wants to play their part. Don't you? And if you have a fantasy and you've got everybody's role, aren't you just assuming that they want to play their part? And you do your fantasy? Yeah. And if they don't, that's what I'm going to hit you about. Now I got to get some help to get over my grievance. Because you're not supporting me. You're not letting me control you. You're not supporting me. My perfect mate lets me control them. Completely. They do everything I want them to do, just like I want them to do it, whenever they want to do it. And they're happy about it. They think it's their own idea. I want people to do what I want them to do in order for me to be happy. I want people to act like I want them to act in order for me to be happy. My mind is very powerful. It's always creating. It never sleeps. So what do I do? I create a world where I'm surrounded by controlling, manipulating people. Because anything I want for me, the universe assumes I want it around me. Are you surrounded by manipulators? People who are trying to take advantage of you? People who don't treat you right? Your mind is very powerful. It's always creating. It's producing that form at some level because you're not loving yourself like you should. You're not appreciating yourself like you should. So that creates people who don't appreciate you. They come from you not appreciating you. But don't worry about it. Because your value is beyond question, and your value has nothing to do with you valuing you. Your awareness of your value does, but your value is established by God. All right? Nothing can change that. Nothing can. So it's not about you trying to make yourself valuable. You are valuable. You just might not know it, and when you don't know it, and your mind is very powerful, and is always creating it and never sleeps, then it draws to you people and circumstances and situations that validate the way you feel about yourself. That's the way it works, I'm telling you. So that's why you can be happy. That's why you know you're not trapped. Because now, if your mind is very powerful, and it's always creating it, and never loses its creative force, then all you have to do is think right thoughts. Feel, that doesn't mean repress. I'm not talking about repress. Mm-hmm. Like everybody takes that mean, when I feel crappy, I got to say I feel good. was I created? No, you already created. That's why you feel crappy. Just tell the truth about it. So don't worry about you going to create it. You already have. you know, I'm not creating this. I'm not creating this CD. I'm not creating this CD just by saying I see it. It's what's already been made. If you say you feel bad, or you feel sad, or you feel anger, you're just describing something you've already made. You're not creating it. Well, it's just going to make more of it come. Yeah, as long as you're in denial about having it. As long as you lie to yourself, you have a lot of people show up to show you that you lie to yourself. But you don't want those people to show up to show you lie about yourself no more, right?
Right.
So just tell yourself the truth, and then everybody will stop lying to you.
People lie to me because I lie to me.
You lie to you, people lie to you all the time. You lie to you all the time. You expect the biggest liars you ever saw. And you tell yourself you're the honest one. That's the lie.
Yeah.
Because you're not being honest with yourself. But guess what? Will not change your value one bit. Will not affect God's love one bit. You still just as cute and juicy as you were during the affirmations. You just might not enjoy your moment as much as you could. Right? You'll be in a really cool moment feeling crappy. Have you ever done that before?
Yeah.
Feeling like a really cool day, feeling depressed. This is a really beautiful day. I'm feeling depressed. Why? Because my mind is very powerful. And all my thoughts are producing this form of feeling on all levels. Well, how do I get out of it? Well, I see if I can find someone to entertain me. Something like a kid going to the circus looking for the clowns. Can I attract them? You ever been in a relationship with a clown?
Yeah.
Lots of makeup. Okay, I'm going to go on before there's a riot. Okay. So anybody else before I go to cause and effect? Cause and effect. Everybody clear about that paragraph? We experience fear. That's because we don't realize the power of our minds. Since we don't, we make things that make us feel afraid. We don't want to own up to it because we're afraid of our thoughts. Not only that, we try to pretend we have nothing to do with what's happening to us because if we think our thoughts have no power, then we think we don't have to be afraid of them. But if you think your thoughts have no power, how are you going to believe your thoughts can change anything in your life? That was the review. Is that good? Isn't it a miracle that, isn't it interesting that we said, of course, miracles is hard to understand? But have you noticed that anybody that's got the book, I'm not doing anything but saying what's on the page? That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. But since we joined to hear it, all of us hear it. That's the proof of the truth of it. We join, now we can hear the truth. By ourselves, we go, what the hell is that book saying? It looked like Japanese to me. It looked like English, but I don't understand anything in that book. That's what people say when they try to read the course by themselves at first. It looks like a foreign language. Now, I'm just saying what's on the book to you, and you hear it. Let me show you. You may still complain about fear. I'm so afraid, I'm so wary. But you nevertheless persist in making yourself fearful. You're complaining about being afraid, but you keep on making yourself afraid. You're complaining about being upset, but you keep making yourself upset. You're complaining about being broke, but you make yourself broke. You complain about your thighs, but you make your thighs.
Hey.
It was all right. I got too perfect. That was too close to home, huh? You tell me what that says. We complain, but we still keep making the thing we're complaining about. I have already indicated that you cannot ask me to release you from fear. Pretend that that's your higher self or God talking to you right now. He's saying, let me talk to y'all. I'm God. Black president and a black God. This is too much in 1 year. White folks gonna blow up in a minute. They ain't taking. Okay. Gives you some idea how things have sunk. White folks ready to elect a black president. Things got desperate here. See, if you're racist, you can't joke about race. If you're racist, you can't joke about race. Because you pride yourself in pretending you're not.
Right.
So then you go into political correctness. Well, I can't laugh about that. That's a bad joke. I'm cool about being black. Before I was born, I went to the black store. And I went in there and looked around in my spiritual form, this body. And I tried to choose the next body I'd have in this lifetime. Because I knew it was time for me to come here to learn and love some more. I'd been home for a while, time to go back to school. And matter of fact, all of us went looking. And I saw this black body. I thought that'd be cool to try. At the very least, I'd be able to dance my ass off.
There are some departments that got cheated, but we talked about that.
The person that don't know how to have fun won't come around me no more?
No.
Oh. If people don't like you and want to go, let them go. That's going to give you a little advice. Then you won't be surrounded by people who don't like you. So surefire, successful plan. Just try it sometime. You don't like me? No. Well, it's okay if you go. Matter of fact, if you love me, you will. If you don't like me, you won't stick around just to torture me, would you?
Yeah.
Because my mind is very powerful. And I want you to do some stuff you're not doing. So I got to stick around to practice controlling you. Until you do what I said. But in the meantime, everybody that would naturally do it can't get to me. You can have anything you want. You just can't choose who gives it to you. Then you can have it today. Do you know what's delaying everything you want is you deciding who is supposed to come through?
Yeah.
As soon as you get the universe permission to just give you what makes you happy in the best form for you now, your life will transform. But that's not the way I do. I don't know about you, but I walk in the place and I look around where you're going to be the one that does it today. And you know, and she hates me.
But then you'll be a challenge.
You'll be amazed at how fast what you want to come to you when you stop insisting that it come to you from where it is not located. It's a surefire failure plan. If you look for stuff where it's not located, you won't find it there. Okay. If you look for stuff where it is not located, you won't find it. Like, it's not located here,
right? She's not going to get me nuts, right? She won't know the
I'd have a better car if I was a true cult leader.
Yeah. I love your car.
Though. It's just the most remarkable thing. It gets me where I want to go. Somehow or another, that's enough, right? See, that's when you can find out how people really feel about you. You won't go out with me because I don't have a fancy car? Thank you for not passing the shallow test.
But there's a part of me that's shallow. Is there a part of you all that's shallow?
Yeah.
Will you admit that y'all shallow too in some areas? Will we all admit that we judge our parents in some areas? Like you said, you want to love everybody, but you really would have a hard time loving somebody with a big hunch in their back, right? They wouldn't wear it. They look like, you know, some kind of orb here or something like that. Oh, you have a hard time, right? Oh, you better say yeah. Well, I would love anybody. I love him today at Penhouse. It's like, okay, on the way. You better go. God, don't send it on back and Notre Dame. Please. I couldn't love her. Tell the truth. In the universe will tell you what you want. Tell the truth. Don't be pretending you're spiritual. Don't be pretending you love everybody. You know you don't. But it doesn't matter, because they are love, and there's nothing you can do to change that. I'm valuable whether you like me or not. God would love us too much to make our value dependent on each other, the way we treat each other. It wouldn't take an insane God for me not to be cooler to everybody I know since so. Yeah. No sane God would set up conditions that everybody had to like you for you to deserve to be happy. That's as hard as it is for us to like everybody when it's hard for us to sometimes love ourselves. I'm still working on me. I'll get around to you later. Actually, it's easier for me to love you because I don't have as many memories about anything about you, but I got memories since I was a kid. Stuff I think I've done. So I'm telling the class Thursday night, I promise you, I will always treat you better than you do. Okay?
Yeah.
Alright? I won't blame you as much as you blame yourself. I won't criticize you as much as you criticize yourself. I won't put you down as much as you attempted to put yourself down. Because let's face it, we do that. We do it to ourselves more than we do it to anybody else. So everybody around me is treating me better than I treat myself. That shows you how much love is in the world for me.
Yeah.
And that's true for you. You got more love around you than you can even see. That's why you don't see nobody loving you. That's deep, isn't it? Okay, I'll say it again.
You have more love than you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that true?
Yes.
See, you don't see it, right?
Right.
Because it's more than you can see. So what do you want to do? I want to see it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, that means that you have to stop making yourself afraid, because he says that we complain about fear, but we still insist on making ourselves afraid. You can't ask God to release you from fear. Oh, really? No. Because the Creator knows that fear really doesn't exist, but you don't. You don't know that your concern doesn't exist, but the Creator knows your concern really doesn't exist. If God thought you had a problem, you shouldn't have had a problem. if the infinite intelligence of the universe went, man, that Earl, that's a problem. God's going, Earl's problem, I don't know, it's a problem. You got a real serious problem. So the Course is saying the Creator doesn't even know that your fear doesn't even exist, that what you're afraid of doesn't even, but what? He says, but you don't. So he says, if I, God, intervene between your thoughts and their results, I would be tampering with the basic law of cause and effect. That's the most fundamental law there is. I would hardly help you if I depreciated the power of your thinking. If I interfered with you getting the result of your thinking, then I would be interfering with you finding out that it's your thoughts that's creating everything.
There goes supplicates of prayer.
Sucking prayer. What the? Oh.
So I beg you that. Please do this for me, and I will never do blah, 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 blah.
Isn't that something? Just big. Just big. Isn't that a little big God? You got one of those situations where you just big. Oh, God. Then it gets all people. God, who?
You just say, God, those kind of prayers will never be answered because that interferes with the cause and effect. Isn't that what you said?
What I said was that your fear doesn't exist, but you don't know it. If spirit intervened between your thoughts and their results, spirit would be interfering with the most basic law there is, which is the law of cause and effect. Okay? I would hardly be helping you if I did something to depreciate the power of your thinking. This would be in direct opposition to this course if I made you think your thought wasn't powerful. It's much more helpful to remind you. 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 It's much more helpful to remind you that you don't guard your thoughts carefully enough. 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 You may feel at this point it would take a miracle to enable you to guard your thoughts carefully. Like it would take a miracle to get me to guard my thoughts carefully. He says, this is perfectly true. The Course says, it'd take a miracle for us to guard our thoughts. That's true. That's why it's called the Course in Miracles. Because it would take a miracle for us to really think correctly and be as discerning as we should be. So the Course says, you are not used to miracle-minded thinking. You're not used to thinking in a way that allows you to experience a total healing, a total miracle. Is that true? We're not used to thinking in a way that brings only perfect happiness to us. We're not used to thinking in a way that only brings peace to us. Is this a way out statement?
No.
So the Course says for us to think in a way that makes us feel good is a miracle. Because we much more like to think in ways that make us feel afraid. You know, you get in an average group, they'd much rather tell you what's wrong than what's right. People much rather focus on what's depressing them and upsetting them and what's making them feel good. So we really don't guard our thoughts carefully enough, and the Course says, so that would entail a miracle for us to do this, and we're perfectly true. We're not used to miracle-minded thinking, but what? We can be trained to think in a way that only brings us peace and happiness. You can be trained to think in a way that doesn't bring you anything but joy. You can be trained to think in a way that doesn't bring you anything but abundance.
Wow.
You can be trained to think in a way that will only bring you love. You can be trained to think in a way that will totally free you from doing stuff you don't want to do all day long.
Yeah.
You can be trained to think in a way that frees you from any kind of jealousy, fear, and insecurity, and lack. You can be trained to think in a way that will free you from all problems as you perceive them. Okay? All miracle workers need that kind of training. That's how it is. All of us need the kind of training of how to think that we only bring love to ourselves and joy to ourselves. All of us need that kind of training. So today what you want to focus in on is that you're willing to admit you need that kind of training. You're willing to admit that you need the kind of training that would allow you to only produce form that fulfills you. You want to have thoughts that only produce form that fulfills you, brings joy to you, happiness to you, right relationship to you, a career that you get up in the morning and you go, all right, okay, I can't wait to get up and do this today. Woo! Not the alarm clock going, ring, you're getting out of bed like that. Your mind is very powerful. Never sleeps. Never sleeps. So would you say one time for me, my mind is very powerful. My mind is very powerful. Any situation can be healed. 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 Any. Would you acknowledge yourself and hear it as much as me? Holy Spirit, come on. Let's give it up for us. I'm going to complete on in a minute. So we're going to do the love offering. Thank you. Love the power of love. You can't stop me from feeling the way I want to feel about you. Na-na-na-na-na. Ha-ha-ha-ha. Ha-ha-ha. something. I don't even care if you believe me. Because if it's the truth, you don't have to believe it. But what your belief affects is your perception of it, your experience of it in the physical body. If you all have physical bodies, and you chose to have those physical bodies in order to allow love to be manifested through your physical form.
Yes.
And joy and happiness. Now your job is this. You're supposed to allow God, Spirit, love, the universe, to create such an incredibly beautiful life for you and through you that everybody that's in pain and fear will remember they deserve love just by looking at how wonderful your life is. Is anybody willing to sign up for that one? Is anybody willing to sign up for that one? I am too. Okay, so we know our function, right? And also remember, you are not the one that will create it. It's a gift.
It's a gift.
It's a gift. And so you're learning how to open yourself up to gifts. That's what this is about.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone experiences fear, but it takes very little right thinking to realize why fear occurs. Few appreciate the real power of the mind. No one remains fully aware of the power of the mind all the time. I say no one remains fully aware of the power of the mind all the time. If you hope to spare yourself from fear, there are some things you must realize. You must realize some things if you want to free yourself from fear. The mind is very powerful. I say my mind is very powerful. My mind is 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 powerful. My mind is. Now remember, we were saying that the chance and the movement does what? It helps affect your consciousness so that you don't forget it so fast. It takes it from the level of just another mind game. You want to move it into your body. That's what you got your body for. Your bodies are the storehouse of your memories. All of your memories are in your body. 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 Your mind is very powerful. Remember, your mind never loses its creative force. Your mind never loses its creative force. My 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 mind never sleeps. 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 Every instant, my mind is creating. Every instant, my mind is creating. Listen, every instant, your mind is creating. Every instant, your mind is creating. Now, your mind is creating wealth. 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 Your mind is creating health. 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 Your mind is creating love. Your mind is creating love. Your mind is creating love. Yes. My mind is creating love. My mind is creating joy. See, you gotta like participate in your own healing if you want to see it happen, because everything that's going on in your mind is going to happen to your little round juicy behind. I'll see y'all the next time.
I love you. I love you. Prayers are available and available. And may the course be with you. Jesus.